There you are again. Finally returning to our show. Oh, what is that you say? You never heard of us? Well, that's okay. You've been listening all along, unknowingly, to Dungenetics. In this episode, we finally make our way to the Kuatoan. In this particular episode, we finally make our way to the Kuatoa city of Sloopadoop, or Sloopadop. And I slip a dip just a little bit on the audio. If you believe in audio goblins, then you will love this episode, for you will be able to hear the giggling of an audio goblin as he viciously devours half of a session. It's not a perfect world, never said it was, but thank you for listening. To Dungenetics.
Fishtown, we'll call it. But as you guys are approaching, you are intercepted. There are six Kuatoa with, looks like, two leaders. Still Kuatoa, but the rank and file Kuatoas that you're dealing with, they have nets and spears and shields.
Join us. Good. You guys want to drive a peace ride on this one?
It's not ill-advised.
You are the face of the party.
Absolutely not.
Does anybody have better than a 15 perception?
Yes.
What, who, and what?
16.
From who?
From Nod.
So Nod notices that the shields that they are using, they are wooden shields, but they have some sort of a strange sheen to them.
They've got a strange sheen, but I don't know what that is.
What's that?
They've got a strange sheen, but I don't know what that sheen is.
It's like a glisten. It's like the shields are moist in some fashion.
I will look back toward the Kuatoa in our party and say, Fishman, why are those shields looking that way?
Are you referring to me, Nod?
Do you see another person in the party who looks like a fish?
Well, I don't think I like the tone you're taking. Oftentimes, my people cover their shields with a substance that makes the shields sticky when people strike or touch them.
Hear that, everyone? Don't touch the sticky shields.
I heard that somebody's a bit of a dick to fish people.
I'm not sure you'd notice. I'm a bit of a dick to everyone.
Oh, trust me, Sunshine. Trust me, Sunshine. I've definitely noticed. I actually won 10 gold off of the twins today by betting them that you'd be a dick before breakfast was over. I got 10 gold from each of them coming. So, thank you for being consistent. I appreciate that.
And then here's Brett Gumball.
There's nothing, I'm not consistent.
So the rank and file have those shields, they have the spears, and some of them look like they're carrying nets. The two that are in red are slightly larger versions of the others. They appear to be completely unarmed, but they are the, like, Dolph Lundgren and Arnold Schwarzenegger of the Kua Toa world. They are big, big boys. Shishar kind of extends a hand.
Whoa, friends! I've returned! It is I, Shishar the Awakened! Alright, the man that I'm an audience with, Master Plutididdle Plutididdle. Your god is no longer welcome here, heretic. Libdul Poop has no more power here. Take them!
That was a lot of gibberish. All right, my friends, let's get some initiative rolls.
The favorite part of the day.
Oh my god.
As well it should be. Okay. Anybody above a 20?
Yeah.
Wow. Holy swear word.
What we got?
Zach and Finn got a 21.
I got 23.
22?
Jesus.
Wow. Yeah. You had any do that.
Quick, talk our way out of it.
Halt! Halt!
So I've got flow, nod, and faint. That's correct.
Yes.
Okay. Anybody? 15 to 20. Flo, you're up first.
Good gravy. Okay. All right. This is probably gonna be a really bad idea. Nope. Nope. Absolutely not. Come on.
Get off! Get off!
5, 10, 15, 20. All right. I'm gonna use my cantrip. Thaumaturge tree, whatever it is. Your voice booms for 3 times as loud as normal for 1 minute, which is really going to help for my intimidation role. I don't think it's intimidation, but what I'm going to say to them is, halt! All we are doing here is seeking safe passage. We need to get to your village. We have one of your citizens. Please, grant us this. We just want peace.
Do it, bub. All right, here we go. Okay.
Oh, that's okay.
What we got?
It's not bad. Actually,
good. Really?
That's going to be 24.
All right. Here's how we're going to do this. So all of the rank and file, there's something about the booming authority of your voice. Oh, here's the problem, though. What language are you speaking?
Oh, no.
Can I squeeze on
squeeze stool. Get out there.
And build a temple over there.
I mean, listen.
Throw a little 10-foot square, Dungan. I'm not a ranged weapon.
Not yet, you're not.
It's common. It's
although so honestly, Flo saved my life earlier because he shot me in the face piece. Which was dark, I think.
Because they cannot understand your languages, the rank and file ones are taken aback and aren't quite sure how to proceed, so they look to the bigger ones for any sort of guidance, and the bigger ones yell at them in undercommon.
What are you doing, fools? Take them! The new god demands sacrifice!
But, because you did so well, for the first round of combat, all of the rank and file Kua Toa will have disadvantage to all their attacks. Nodric. That was awesome.
That was awesome. Yeah. If only you spoke for them.
Yeah. I get some sort of translator device.
We'll get there eventually. I'm trying to shovel down a fish in my head or something.
Since you can make something, I'm sure of it.
Like a Kate Sith Nova film. Oh my gosh!
I'm gonna go up here and give this guy a little ritual.
Sounds good. That's one of the big ones.
Yep.
Give me one quick second. I just need to take down. I need to. Got 1 through 8 of the regular guys.
Okie doke. Hey, I thought the disadvantage thing was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So, what did you get, Tim?
I got a 17 hit.
A 17 will hit.
Disadvantage on like 5 and 6
and
8. That'll be a big 3 points of damage.
Hey. Three less than he had. And now he is surrounded by the crackling energy of the Witch Bolt.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Fane.
Fane starts singing the Blade Song in Elvish.
Oh, that's nice.
There's this eerie, haunting melody coming from Fane as he starts rolling forward.
That's cheerful.
Now I'm scared.
He's gonna put a Ursula song.
The Blade Song is a bonus action. Please don't.
Guys, let me just reprimand it, because I love what you're doing here. Please don't.
No Cotton Eye Joe.
No. Okay.
So the Blade Song is plus 3 to AC. Walking speed increases by 10 feet. I have advantage on acrobatics checks, plus 3 to any constitution saving throw you make to maintain your concentration on a spell. Correct. So I'm going to.
What are you wielding in your hand?
I have a rapier.
Great. So Fane has drawn a rapier in order to do this, and you can see it kind of spinning it very acrobatically in a way that you weren't not previously aware Fane was capable of.
Holy shit.
And the song pauses as I cast.
Yeah. You just incorporate it within.
Within, yes. Sleep comes out. So let's do. What is this? 5d10? 5d8.
5d8. You need a 58.
Yeah,
you got it. Can we do that all?
1d8. Alright.
Literally snapping their spine to give you the AK.
And my
axe.
And my axe.
That's pretty good.
That
is actually pretty good.
These nice.
10, 16, 19, 21.
21 hit.
What's 21 hit points worth of sleep?
You can knock one of the rank and file Kuotoa out.
Wait, can you get 35 last time? I might have rolled.
I think you rolled way more dice than you're supposed to, but
yeah, I think I did. I rolled 8 instead of 5.
Just pick whichever one of the other files you want to target, and just yeah, the green, and then just flip it over, because that will use the bloody marker to indicate that it is unconscious. So he casts all of them, kind of roar, and that one just. Actually, interestingly enough, although asleep, it just puts its head down. It does not have eyelids, so as far as you know, it may still be awake, but it's just kind of like turning and looking at random things. I'm so asleep with their eyes open, they don't have eyelids.
It's like me in second grade. That's amazing.
Very nice. And the rank and file will now go. They basically yell big cheers and then move in here.
It's poof the. Actually, wait, if he's not charging.
Walimo Gugun!
Find the halflings! Reach back on the main place.
got my cliche. I always make these big cabins and I always end up using like 5 feet worth of them. That's a weird thing. You never really spread out to use all. It's like, you know, I made you a perfectly nice jungle gym. You kids just will not get off of the swings. Great. So they're going to swarm in. There are 1, 2, 3, I think, in melee. So as they move up, they all draw out what are nets and go ahead and just hurl them at the folks that they are encountering. So let's see. Against, who do I have there? Against Eldeth, it is a 16 to hit. Okay. Against Nod, it is, oh god, not at all. That's a 7.
I'm gonna use a hellish rebuke on that guy.
Sounds good. Does that have to be for melee or is it any attack?
Um, cost of being damaged.
Damaged, okay. And then, no worries, that's, we're working it out. These are new characters. 15 AC versus Fane.
19 AC.
Sorry, I didn't think that'd be a problem. So, Eldeth, unfortunately, is hit with a net, so she is caught up in it and is restrained. Yep. And I think poor Eldeth has spent a lot of time restrained. So, speed is zero. Hey. We're not going to kick shame the dwarf. So her speed is down to zero. She can fight, but she has disadvantage, and anything fighting against her has advantage. Those were the Kuotoa. Arendelle, way there in the back.
Yeah, the Quaggoth nature takes over, and he charges forward.
Which one, man?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25. And just charge through everybody, kind of pushing people aside as he gets over here.
Arr!
One side, my friends, one side.
And he will claw his way into this guy.
Sounds good.
With a critical claw.
Nice.
And a 14.
That will also hit.
Right.
Which number is this? Mike, can you say?
Yes, it's number 3.
Thank you.
So I roll 2 dice for the critical. Or double.
Double. You roll 2 dice, and then the bonus is only added once, but it's twice the dice.
Okay.
So
critical deals 9 damage.
Will hit.
And the other attack deals
9 damage.
That will kill him.
Yeah. I move to the one right next to me. Bonus action, just pick a mission. Mission. 12 to hit. Or 12 to hit.
No.
Then it's going to back up on dead.
Okay.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Big guys are going to hold. Yeah, they're hold actions. Sindri?
Sindri is going to shake his crossbow around a lot. You can see kind of like lightning coming out of it.
Nice!
5, 10. And you can shoot. Numero 4 with the crossbow.
Outstanding.
This is to attack rolls.
Yes.
D4. Plus D4.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hit. And he is going to do.
I mean, you're assuming.
It's like a 20 something.
I mean, it's a safe assumption. You're not wrong.
Poorly for damage. Okay, that's 5 plus 4 lightning damage.
That's
5 nice. Piercing, 4 lightning.
Nice. That's a number 4.
Yeah.
Very good.
Get some sushi.
All right, Sarah.
Oh, wait, we could be.
Seraph is right here.
That's where we're going to bomb out when we're in DC's lipstick.
Not too concerned about him.
What's wrong with Shark?
That one.
I'm sure Shark looked at a bomb.
Not make the con.
Okay.
He is
poor.
Did he fail the
saving throw by 5
to 1?
What was
the
DC? He did. I'm the audio goblin.
Alador, Duncan Chain Forger, Sindri Glittergem,
nice.
Or Sindri, sorry, Florence Tilla,
and
Rush Shadrake.
I can't see!
Rush is hard, man. Like, this dude's got no shoes, but a lot of them are just like, there's a lot of bald monks. Like, most monks are just as bald. Plus, your remaining companions, Bupito, Prince Darendil, Eldeth Jimjar, Sereth Shushar Stool, and the twins Topsy and Turvy were led by Shushar to the Kuotoan city of Slubduku, where you met his old friend Plukupin, the head priest of the inn, surplanted by his daughter, Blavlipod, who was committing massive sacrifices and slaughters for a new god, Limoguru, which sounded like gibberish, and it's well known that Kuatoans have a really strange natural ability to harness their own belief systems. So if enough of them believe a thing long enough, they can create their own gods. The origin of Limoguru is basically like, huh, I found a statue. But the statue doesn't have a head or an arm. I'll just put a fish head on it and stick a crawdad arm on there. You are my god now. Now to tell all my friends, they all start worshiping you. Like, that's no joke how they get their gods. But it turned out in this case, unfortunately, that rather than create some random new silly god, what they seem to have managed to do is call up the demon prince Demogorgon from the depths of the abyss, who proceeded to just stomp seven shades of shit out of everything in his line of sight. So when we left off, you guys had fled through the northern gates of the city and basically had turned, you're a ways away now, kind of on a crest nearby, just a kind of a ledge area nearby, far enough away that you're removed from the fighting, but still close enough that you can still watch as Demogorgon kind of sloughs his way out of the water and just proceeds to lay absolute waste to the city. Every standing building, every standing structure just brings down in a matter of minutes, just flailing tentacles about. The Kuatoan, many of them try to flee into the water where they are immediately eaten. It appears that the Demogorgon's presence plus the blood sacrifices have summoned some sort of piranha-esque predator into the water, so as soon as the Kuatoans are hitting there, they're being attacked. And just the water is churned and foaming, with, you know, just thick and rich, and thick and dark with blood. You guys can smell the blood and the fire and the just the chaos and fear from where you are. And all of you are much shaken. Having seen Demogorgon face to face, even for not super seasoned, but not inexperienced adventurers as yourself, it was like taking a brick to the face of your sanity. Just not a good scene. And several of you are still suffering from it. Duncan and Fane at this point have managed to kind of recover their senses a little bit. They still feel very shaken. Rushes absolutely. Although peeking in his eyes, he does not appear that he is in physical condition. He still has dilation. His eyes are still.
I think your glasses are broken.
And it's definitely not the glasses.
Definitely the glasses.
Considering you can give them a good looking over and tell you that they are functioning properly.
Oh yeah, my chin's gonna break.
So you guys are still separated from most. Exception of Shushan. But the rest of them split up, so you're not 100% sure where they are.
He was the one attached to the sacrificial altar.
Yeah, he had been taken in sacrifice as a sacrifice.
I have an idea. Wait, who cannot move? Anytime soon. Who cannot move at all? Anyone?
We're all ambulatory.
You were separate.
Okay, everybody.
All the other NPCs. So, Jim Jar.
Jim Jar. Oh, man. Don't go mine.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. We need Dendril.
Yeah. It's Denny.
And Elder. Oh, your honey bunny.
Yeah, we gotta get Elder back.
Yeah, we should probably save her.
Thank you for the beer, by the way. MSD life.
Oh,
hey, Sabbath.
You're a scary looking dude.
And so we need these riddles three.
The new honey bunny.
Whose honey bunny is that?
There was a place and, on the way here.
Told him Duncan.
With those items.
I still like to assume that's like being that guy who's like, oh, wait, I have a black friend. I know another black person. I'll introduce them. They should meet.
Just because they're dwarves doesn't mean they like each other.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
like,
just a coincidence.
Or know each other, for that matter. Like, not all dwarves know each other.
Just most of them.
Yeah, there's
three
set beards. Yeah.
And where are the Duergar from? Where are you from?
I hail from Blindenstone.
Not Blindenstone. What's the name? Rocklestock.
That's on the Dark Lake, isn't it?
Yes. I'm a trader. Weaponsmith by trade. Weapons, armor mostly. Unfortunately, my caravan was taken by a handful of these Kuatoa. Normally, we can move through here fairly easily, but this time, they came right for us.
So you would be able to navigate your way back there?
Well, as much as anyone. I'm not a navigator, but I've been on the Dark Lake before. I can find my way from one point to another.
Oh, going over the Dark Lake. Are there any other passages that we don't have to go on the Dark Lake?
Yes. That way. And as he points, you see that it is the way that Demogorgon is headed. He is stomping northwards out of the village.
Let's go. How far away from like that area where we left our guys was where there was a bunch of boats, right?
He came in off of the Dark Lake, so you're really not sure what happened to any of them. You'd have to go down there to find out.
How far are we from that now, do we know? Like, from where we left our party? Because we left them at kind of like a wharf where there was a lot of boats.
You guys ran, and you probably know. You just have to go back into the what's left of the city. But yeah, he says basically that you could get to Gracklesug going southwards and avoid the Dark Lake. And that's absolutely fine. If you do that, it's about 25, 30 days overland travel, he says.
That was our choice originally. We could go overland to Gracklestug or come here and take a boat.
Well, not to mention that we do have a party of drow who are chasing us.
Right.
And he looks at you at that.
Drow chasing you. What are the drow after you for?
Well, we had to escape from Valkenvel. And, we didn't really make a whole lot of friends along the way. Needless to say, some of them are dead, and none of us are.
You know how drow are. They chase anything that moves, really.
Yeah, typically. They also didn't really have coin, but you've all done me a solid, so I'll do what I can to keep you out of their clutches.
Appreciate it.
Keep your heads down when we get into the city, though. Gracklestug is... It's not a friendly place, necessarily, if you're not a Duergar.
Understood.
It's pretty stuggy.
Well, what do you guys think? Should we go to Gracklestone?
I think we should try to look for a boat.
If we need to, there's some Zirkwood over there. We could fashion boats. I've seen makeshift rafts made out of the mushroom caps there.
Yeah, I definitely could know how to make a boat.
All right, then. Sticking with this guy.
But what are the dangers in the lake, though?
Well, like anything else, there's predators, but just have to go slow, watch yourself. I wouldn't go swimming in there, though. There's plenty of... I'm going to mess this up. It's a zitchtel.
The good thing is none of us know how it really sounds. So.
Yeah, that. Final Fantasy graphic. Remember, weren't they an enemy in the first one? I swear there's
the creature as described sounds like a cross between a barracuda and a manta ray.
Ugh.
It's looking similar to that.
Oh my god.
Right. Those don't look fun.
Well, you know, you'll run into your occasional flock of something. Sturges, bats. Every once in a while, you run into some other boats. I mean, I don't know. What do you guys normally find when you go into the lakes where you live?
Above ground, it's not. There aren't many predatory animals in the lakes.
I'll take your word for it. Never been that far myself. Tend not to like the big glow.
The
hot rock. Yes. Hate that thing. Only seen it twice. Not in a hurry to see it again. Frankly, don't know how you do
Do you know how far over the Dark Lake Mantle Dareth is?
Mantle Dareth? It's a hike. Getting there off of the Dark Lake. Usually you have to go through Blingdenstone for it. I could probably find my way there, though.
Oh, I think, Oh, Blingdenstone is on the lake?
No, Blingdenstone's not on the lake. But the routes that he knows to get to Mantle Dareth go through Blingdenstone.
Is Mantle Dareth a drow settlement?
It's a trading.
Trading settlement?
Mantle Dark.
Bless you.
Thank you.
I guess it's about 70 miles over the lake to get.
It'll take you about 20 days to get there. Mantle Dareth is. It's got 140 beings there. It's mostly drow, duergar, and deep gnomes. It is a trading outpost. There's information more on this. There we go. It's a neutral outpost where drow, duergar, Svirfnipmin, and surface dwellers can meet and trade without fearing for their lives. It's never really become a proper town, despite the traffic that it gets through there, but generally it's used as a trade hub. The reason it hasn't expanded is largely because the groups that use it recognize that too much expansion would immediately lead, could immediately lead to competition, which could immediately lead to territoriality, so it's better to just kind of leave it as it is. He does grouch to you a little bit, though, that over the past couple of years, a bunch of surface dwellers have really taken over Mantle Dareth. Most of the goods there, they've kind of cornered the market on most of them. Still a good place to go, but it's just all these stupid humans there every time I go there now. Not good.
If we are, if we're gonna go by boat anywhere, I have one strategic idea.
Hear it.
Bear with me. We have 8 nets. 8 nets generally carry things which can fit inside a net. And what generally goes in a net? A body. Oh, a fish. Good fish, a fish, yes. But a body. And this is what I'm thinking. I just need about 30 minutes, cut up some people, toss them in the nets. We'll have fresh chum for the water. We can bait the water. And therefore, our fish friends will attack that first.
Could also attract stuff to us if we're dragging bloody corpses.
Yeah. Shushar is just looking at you.
I don't think you want to get the attention of a lot of other things that are in the Dark Lakes.
Well,
forever.
Can I cut up one body?
Okay.
I just want one body. Can I cut up one body?
Why would you want to cut up a body?
You don't have to answer that question. Whatever you want to do with the body, fine.
I know these people.
Oh, fine. Are we near the shrine?
Well, you guys so far haven't done. Right now, you're not even in the city.
Should we go? I think we should go back to the city, search for our surviving companions. Didn't you do an arcana check to see what that creature was that we saw coming out of the...
Absolutely.
Getting a body.
21.
You recognize it. You obviously have never seen it before, but you have definitely read in many tomes. You've read about Demogorgon.
Okay.
It's a demon prince, occupies one of the lairs of the Abyss, and has no business stomping around the Dark Lake and eating the crap out of a bunch of fish people. So
this is very bad news.
This is bad.
Very bad news. We should try to figure out what's going on here.
It's definitely not good.
Well, I think we should get in while we can, while he's occupied it to the north. Has he left the city?
Yeah, at this point you can still hear kind of the, like... just kaiju-esque foot stomps going off, but they are, the Doppler is lowering on them as they go farther away.
Alright, so do I want to make a plan, kind of run in the city, grab what we want, maybe split up a little bit and get out?
Let's head to the Sea Mother Shrine.
I think maybe not all of us need to go to one place.
That's true.
Is there anything else other people would like to
maybe
do?
Maybe we should stick together. Splitting the party always leads to success.
Or we can stay. I think that's a great idea.
I definitely want to go to the shrine as well because it sounds like there's some really tasty goods down there. But we should also try to look for our companions.
They might be at the shrine.
Visit. Anyone have a
way? We didn't lead them anywhere near. They were outside the city when we left them, from what I remember. So
they were in the city.
They were?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They were in the city. They were being accompanied by Kupi Koop's son.
Oh, okay.
And
gotcha.
He was accompanying them to try to start to secure boat.
That's right, that's right.
He had also given them a shot. I think Duncan had given them a shopping list. Which,
yeah.
Frankly, we're going to be able to find the shopping list.
Well, I gave them something. Okay. What do you guys think? Should we stick together or split up?
Just hold my hand and I'll do whatever you guys want.
If need be, I think I could make a small illusion or some sorts up on a tall building and hopefully bring the NPCs to us. I mean, friends.
The problem is there are no more tall buildings. I mean, there wasn't too much that went above two stories anyway, but this place has been stomped just about flat. As you are approaching the city, what were the city gates, the nets and various things that have been hung on them to form the walls around the city, for the most part, just lie yanked down. You see the bodies of some Kuotoans who tried to basically just run through the nets in terror and end up getting impaled on the items and things on them. But past there, most of the buildings are not standing anymore, just have been brought right to the ground. And just looking around, it's really like a bomb went off. There's rubble and wreckage, and rubble's the wrong word because they would use stone, but there's, you know, there's
like
wreckage,
debris,
thank you, is the perfect one, everywhere. And pretty much everywhere you look, you've got Kuotoan bodies. There are still a handful moving around, but they seem just kind of dazed and overwhelmed, and some of them definitely seem to have completely lost their minds. Even to your uneducated eyes, knowing that the Kuotoans are very odd creatures to begin with, their behavior here, like, there's definitely some of them that have just full-on snapped. I won't describe all of the things that you see, because, you know, nightmare fuel, nobody wants that, but this is definitely, yeah, this city is a no longer.
Don't you have a thaumaturgy?
Yes, I was just looking it up. And plus, with minor illusion, I can, for 1 minute, make a sound that is continuous, just saying, "We're here!" over and over and over and over and over again.
Sounds good.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay.
I mean, keep in mind, it's a minor illusion, so it doesn't carry quite as far as certain things, but
you can consider maybe making, like, an arrow pointing down in the sky or something?
But it can only be a 5-foot cube. Yeah, I can't, like, stretch it out. Yeah, like, yeah. I want that neon noodle, be that Joe sign.
I mean, a 5-foot thing is nothing, I think.
You think the image would be better?
What?
The image would be
better? You could do both, no? Could you not shout with thought? I can do the minor illusion, you can do the voice.
Sounds good.
So we can try
we'll do a bat symbol.
Try and find them quietly first, and then if we can't find them, we've got that to fall back on.
Yes, I suppose
that's true. I don't think we do anything quietly. You want to notice?
Quietly, that's not necessarily our wheelhouse. But
somebody do something about Rush's eyes. His blindness.
Excuse you. I'm perfectly fine.
He walked into like a wall.
I meant to do that.
Karate man don't need his eyes.
Put the wall.
Put the wall here.
How would you like to try to find them quietly?
So if their Kuotoa guides are still alive, then they would probably try and regroup somewhere, and the Sea Mother Shrine would make sense for that.
I think we should head there for a couple of reasons. One of them is we want to loot it. The other one is that if you get a central spot to attract them to.
Okay. So, as you head over there, looting it definitely is not going to be an option because you're not even 1,000% sure, or you're not even 100% sure as to which of these pieces it used to be.
Okay.
But you do find the basic area of it. You find, again, find a handful of bodies there, including one of the folks that you find is... Blop the pod was already dead. She was killed by her dad. Or the one you guys can't remember.
Well, I picked up her mace also. Could I do an arcana check to see if it's magical? Or is it
appear to be? Oh, well, it's not a mace. They're using these kind of magic.
magistrate staffs. Okay. And the reason you were so hot about it was because it seemed to give off electricity. That seems to be something that the priesthood does. Yeah.
Okay.
You do find the body of Kukupin. It looks like he succumbs to wounds. So he's you find him at the Sea Mother Shrine, his body there.
Fitting.
Are you going to hang out for a while here? Are you going to wait here?
Does it look like there's a place where people are gathering?
Oh, no, not specifically. It's a little bit too fresh. And the Tuatones just seem way too frazzled. Tough to tell whether some of their actions maybe that might be what emergency preparedness goes for when you're a crazy fish person, but nothing that you recognize as being like, okay, everybody meet in the parking lot.
Yeah.
So if we were planning on traveling over water, how would we get supplies?
Food, for instance. We have some food, do we not? From we probably don't have much left of that mushroom stuff we found.
Yeah, fish.
Good fish, that's right.
That's what we usually do.
Okay. I guess we can fish, yeah.
None of you jerks know the spell Goodberry?
Oh, and we have no druid.
Dang!
Home of the Goodberry. Home of the Goodberry.
Home of the Goodberry.
Alright, well, maybe we should make our way to the docks.
Yeah.
And find a vessel or build one.
It seems unlikely that we'll find one, but I think building one sounds like an option.
So, you are in luck. When you get a little bit closer, you see kind of floating down the shore towards you are two keelboats that are filled with your companions.
Oh, wow. That was easy.
It does look like they've had a bit of a rough go of it. Sarath is basically, he's moving, but he just seems to be kind of staring straight ahead. And every once in a while, he'll just kind of babble something. Eldeth has very clearly been crying. Like, she's definitely gotten over some kind of emotional blow.
It's okay, lass. I'm here.
Thank God. Ooh. We were afraid the... Thank Moradin. We were afraid the lot of you were killed when we saw that thing come out of the water.
We narrowly escaped.
As did we. Fortunately, we were close enough to the edge that... We were able to grab these two boats and move out of the way of the thing.
Thinking.
A lot of folks were not so. Lucky. With them, they also have Gligodon, who is his son, remember, and who asks you immediately what has happened to his father and what has happened to his sister.
I'm sad to give you the news that they both died.
He makes a very, very strange noise. He just kind of like leans his head back and goes, oh, oh, oh. And Shushar comes over and just like rests a hand like on his shoulder and talks to him in a language that none of you guys understand because I don't think anybody speaks Aquan. They're not supposed to, but as priests, they both do. So you guys have the boats. Shushar kind of moves off with Lugodog for a little while, and as you guys are kind of making plans, you can still see like there's a lot of wreckage of boats that have been smashed through. You could probably still get one more working boat, but you might have to go out a little bit for it. Out into the water a little bit. There's a couple that just became unmoored and kind of flew out there when their docks were destroyed. But you do have two boats, which should be enough to transport everybody. And as you are starting to get all of your stuff together, Shushar kind of comes over to you.
My friends, I'm very much grateful to you for having brought me this far, but I cannot in good conscience go on any further with you. What has happened here today is an unspeakable tragedy, and my people will need some guidance in order to lead them from this devastation. I think it is best for me to remain here amongst my folk.
It is fitting Shushar the Awakened to lead his people. Perhaps you can awaken some more.
Lugodon kind of looks at him.
There will be no awakened leading the people. The people will be led by a heart priest of Lindu. as has been the way of my father and his father, awful.
I'll let you guys sort that out.
Sounds like a philosophy.
Your name is bad, and you should feel bad.
I'm pretty amazed that I've gone through an entire Kuotoan village and not done Zoidberg.
Yeah, I was actually waiting for that.
The Roman, it was always there. I always kind of had it, you know, in reserve. But it's just like, God, I hope these guys don't talk to too many of these idiots. What's your name?
Flutty Flobbity Floop. Flutty
Flobbity Floop. So with that, if you are willing, you are able to take the boats out onto the water, and you can...
Do you want to try to rope at least one more boat?
I think we should get an extra boat. Yeah.
Or either that or just fortify the ones that are there. I don't know if we have the time.
What do you mean fortify?
I think we should get the heck out of here. I don't want to wait for that guy to come back. Demon princes are interesting and all, but from a distance.
We're near the boats and the shore and everything.
You can you've got two boats you can take, and if you want to carve out maybe another half hour or so, you could try to get a third boat.
What do you guys think? I think worth it, just in case one of these boats goes down. Yeah. Right. Enough room for everybody.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, sounds good. While they were doing that, I was wondering.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I was thinking. Shunning the nets, washing the torch, sticking out, light it. I was thinking about doing that 30 minutes if I can do that. Two of those. That's okay.
I mean, mechanically you can. I'm not quite sure what you're going for.
That's okay. I like my odds.
I think you want to just kind of distract whatever's in the water.
Well, right? No. Yeah, there's a 50% chance that these mushroom torch stocks blow up when you light them.
It's a 1 in 6. It's not 50.
Well, I like my odds.
Almost 50.
Listen, she's not smart, but...
So you're like, but
dynamite. But yeah. Right? Dynamite.
Dynamite.
Uh-huh.
Live the dream. Live the dream.
This is what Mike gives his kid when they bring him a picture.
Shoot your just looks at you. All right. He wants to bet me that Miss Horns' tail over here ends up blowing off an appendage here before this is all said and done. Anybody?
Well, she has an extra one, so.
Oh, yeah, I'm not worried about her. I'm not worried about her being limbless. I'm just saying. You know, it's like they say, if you sit too close to the fire, you're going to have stumps for arms and no eyebrows. That's all I'm saying.
Guys, I have fire resistance. He has no shit.
You are very wise as always.
This is why we need the third boat. Exactly. This is why we need the
third boat. You can talk to the intern. You kind of talk to him. And Trudy's like, oh, man.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I guess none of them have ever fished before. I don't know. I think it's insane, too, but, you know. Hey, it's either them or we're on our own, right? Look. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Oh, the truth's Duncan. I don't think this is a good idea. Oh, this seems incredibly dangerous
to me.
Why are you letting her do this?
Well, it's what we like to call a self-corrective problem.
If she blows up one of the boats, or if she draws more attention to us, that's kind of a problem for all of us, don't you think?
Then we all get corrected longer.
Fair enough.
You have my word. This is last resort stuff.
Oh, so you're not just going to do it right now?
No. Yeah, no. You know, it's just suffocation, no breathing. Be okay.
I'm not worried.
You just do
it. I don't give a fuck about my arms, baby. This is.
Alright, so you guys can set yourself up in those keel boats.
We'll also go where?
Yeah, I'm okay. Sure. I'm figuring this out.
Keep you away from
I school. I love it. But not, yeah, we're right here.
Keep you away from school,
yeah.
Well, I mean, you're going to need stool eventually in your life.
I don't know where people are. I make enough of it, believe me.
That's right.
Is that cool set with everybody?
I mean, if you guys want to be somewhere else, that's fine. I just threw random books. This is Shushar, I believe, right?
is, I'll take two shots of that, and I think, did I put Ront in there as well?
This is Ront.
So we need to keep Ront in there for now. He can take for until I get a mini for her.
Gotcha.
As NPCs come and go.
Jim Jar,
baby. Jim Jar, baby.
That one is, I think, Topsy.
Oh, Topsy. Keep them together.
Is this Topsy? Little also?
Yep, that would be Topsy.
Game tags.
Yeah.
We'll usually have this is.
That's what they touch with the minis. Yeah,
by all the.
This is me. This is.
We have like enough combatants on each boat, and enough people that have like decent like survival skill or something.
Missile weapons.
Yeah. That would be a good question because you are going to need folks to do like survival checks for navigation, and you're also going to need folks to kind of pilot the boat, if you would.
But is that a survival check as well?
That's actually, for the most part, there's a whole bunch of different checks involved.
Okay.
Most of it's going to be survival. Sometimes it'll be dex, or it might be perception, depending on what you're trying to notice.
So who has survival? Let's get a...
Eldith has a pretty good survival.
I have a little bit of survival.
I do, but I'm blind. Okay. So, let's just negate that.
Hey, you can drop a hook into the water.
I can hear.
How about our NPCs? They're able to help us pilot the boat and such.
They do their best.
Okay.
I mean, based on what skills they have. Eldith's got good survival. I would look at the NPCs you've got, you guys, and figure out kind of a plan for... navigating in the water.
Should we load up in two boats and just tug the other one behind us? Is that doable?
Definitely doable.
Why don't we do that?
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Sorry, I'm writing a new one.
I think Eldeth is the only one NPC that has survival.
Awesome. Whatever character.
Yeah. Okay.
Darren, not survival at all. The Dark Lake.
Alright, you guys are where you need to be. Cool. Alright, so the group travels on the first day, so you get through basically about 18 to 20 hours just drifting. The slaughter of the Kuotoa seems to have sated most of the aggressive carnivorous creatures in the area, and the presence of Demogorgon through the Dark Lake in this region definitely disrupted and caused a lot of creatures to flee. Amethyst basically is just verifying, like,
some days will be like this, some days won't be as easy. Just be prepared.
So for the first day, you really just drift. At some points, the current picks up and you're able to make some good speed. Most of the rest of the time, you are rowing where you can and just kind of moving through the currents. It is utterly pitch dark around you, aside from occasional moments like this where you will float through a cavern where lichen and phosphorescent fungi have grown up along the stalactites and stalagmites and stone pillars of the chamber, leading kind of a weird milky green glow to things. But the rest of the time, you're really just drifting in the dark. And even with dark vision, keep in mind, that's only 120 feet. So you can see out to 120 feet, and then from there on, everyone is in the same boat, but being surrounded just by pitch blackness, completely inescapable pitch blackness. So as I said, the first day goes fairly uneventfully, kind of getting used to being on the water. Hemeth tells you that in terms of foraging, that you will see some islands as you go, and sometimes he says they can be a good place to get out and stretch your legs and get a quick rest. You also should be aware, though, that not all of those islands are uninhabited, so some of them you might have a bit of a fight just by virtue of occupying there. So you are now on the 10th day of your trip. So everybody has had a chance for an extended rest. It is not the most peaceful of extended rests,
but you have, in fact, had extended rest. Unfortunately, Sindri and Rush are still under the effect of the...
10th day? Tenth day?
It is the 10th day, but you...
Well, 30 hours.
Right, but you were affected on the 8th day.
Oh,
tenth day. Yeah. So you're... Once you get through today, you should be all right. It'll be... You've been roughly 24 hours so far, I'd say. Okay. So, once you get through today, you'll be restored.
Not that I know that.
Unfortunately for Sindri, he's got a ways more to go.
Sindri's twitching in the corner.
Sindri's just kind of twitching gently in the corner.
I can fix you up right now. Just say the word.
Who is in the front of the lead?
Looks like Prince Darendil and Sarah.
Wait, give me a perception check for both of those.
That's Sarah.
Just a heads up. Mm-hmm. I did write a quick song for Eldith here to give her bardic inspiration, which is why I'm 56.
Who has Sarah?
Whenever you're ready to sing it, I totally can too.
Whenever you'd like
I'll
to.
I'll wait.
To wisdom? Perception?
Yep.
11.
11 for
Sarah.
For Sarah and for Darendil.
3.
Oh, 3. Okay, great. and let's all make, if I could get the survival checks also that we do every time.
Held up the make one.
Yeah. And
is there a limited number we can make? Or
do we all do one? Basically making one for the group, but you can do it with aid. So I think you've got 2 people. I think you've got a total of, if I remember correctly, when you were on land, you had a total of 4 people that were contributing.
Yeah.
I think Nod may have been one of them.
So with our blind guy.
Yeah. So we'll see. All right. So you may be down just to.
Well, you said you have greater restoration, right?
Yes.
Do you want to use that before like the day was over when you had a spell slot?
I've offered it.
Okay.
Said it.
Gotcha.
I guess on the 9th day we could have taken it strategically. We could have done it.
Yeah, if you'd like to.
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right, you're restored.
Another spell slot. 10th day. Easy.
Greater restoration spell?
Lesser.
Lesser restoration?
Yeah.
Okay, would that help? Watch it on you.
Lesser restoration, yeah, you are no longer affected, so Rush is no longer blinded.
I kiss Duncan. For, like on the forehead, I guess.
Yes, we
all have to the glare.
I got 2 second level slots, so yeah.
Well, you could also use one on Sindri if you want.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Comedic value.
Oh. Much better.
And remember that it's the gods that make us and not us that make the gods.
All right.
yeah, whatever.
Crazy fish people.
They are crazy, aren't they?
All right, so someone want to help me with
what
fishing?
A wacky bunch.
I'll do some fishing. We're doing navigation right now or fishing?
I can tell you.
Okay.
Okay. Both. 2 of you can do the fishing, and 2 of you can navigate.
Okay. I'll fish.
All right. Sorry, Eldith, I assume, is navigating.
We have
Eldith will navigate.
And is somebody going to assist Eldith?
Survival.
I can assist her.
I don't have any.
Right, I'll help you.
Okay.
you don't have to. Just aid her. She'll just roll twice.
Okay. Give her advantage.
Give her advantage. Yeah.
Plus guidance.
And I'll be scanning the environment.
That's crap and less crap. 16.
24.
Perfect. Very good. So, yeah, you actually Rush is pretty good at fishing. Yeah, he's actually remarkably skilled at fishing.
Oh, yeah.
manages to score you quite a bounty. You're a little bit in trouble with fresh water, though, so that's something you might want to try to conserve a little bit more of or find a little bit more of when you have the chance. Food's not going to be hard to come by, but definitely realizing that this water is not drinkable. And in terms of navigation, Eldith manages to keep you pretty much on track with the assistance of Hemeth, who can give you a little bit of a heads up as to where you're headed there. I'll also have Hemeth's stats next week. I'm very tired today. Great. So, the problem that you run into, unfortunately, is that the 2 folks that you have in the front spotting are not very good at it. So, unfortunately, you guys end up running aground on a series of stalagmites that are jutting out the bottom of a tunnel. It's just below the water line, but neither Sarah nor Darendil actually notices. So, it ends up doing a total of...
All right, mending. Wait, did I get mending? No, I didn't.
You
get mending.
Okay.
Seemed like something that would work for a forge player.
I was planning on getting it.
All right, so each of the boats has 100 hit points. The the lead boat just took 29 hit points of damage from scraping across the slag that's underneath, and is also stuck.
Stuck does not sound like a good thing to do.
Amongst all things, against all odds, we will survive. Out of the Abyss, thank you very much for listening. We can be reached at dungeonetics@gmail.com, dungeonetics on Instagram, Twitter, and check out our Facebook page at Dungeonetics Podcast. Thank you again, and remember, adventurers, not all fruits have seeds. Not all seeds are surrounded by deliciousness. Eat carefully.